Welcome to Short Take. Actress Malaya Stern Takeda was born in Tokyo and has been living in Berlin since she was 3 years old. In addition to her work as an actress, political engagement plays an important role in the life of the daughter of an American human rights activist and a Japanese interpreter. Malaya studied at the Ernst Busch Academy of Dramatic Arts. During her studies, she already appeared in various productions on stage and in various short films. After completing her studies, Malaya became a permanent ensemble member at the Nationaltheater Mannheim. In 2022, she took off with 2 series roles and a TV film. She also took on her first leading series role in the Amazon series Love Addicts. In April 2025, Parallel Me, a what-if series starring Malaya, was launched. She will also soon be appearing in the series Verlangen, the film 113, and the international production The Assessment. In June 2025, Malaya will stage her play A T-Boy on Grindr, with which she made her debut as a theater director in 2023, again at the Berlin Gorky Theater. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Malaya, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work. We're going to ask you 90 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's have some fun. And if you're ready.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's dive right in. How would you describe your current mood in 3 words?
Tired, grateful, and inspired.
Okay. What is your favorite way to spend time?
With my loved ones in the sun, maybe drinking wine and playing cards.
Do you have a secret obsession, one that you're willing to share?
That's so hard. I'm a big Ingeborg Bachmann fan. She's an author, a German author, and a very big Heinrich von Kleist fan, also a German author. So I guess those two would be my secret obsessions.
Okay. What is the favorite job you've done? And it can be film related, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, I'm lucky enough to have worked only really as an actress so far. My favorite job so far, and it's so hard to choose because every project is just so great, but the recent one that just came out on the 26th, Parallel Me on Paramount Plus, was really special because it was also the longest project I've ever done. So it was like 92 shooting days and in every scene and just really a really big challenge and going into different characters and stuff. Yeah, so that was, it was really special.
Jana Bobach, the series creator, she was on the show as well years ago, actually. But yeah, she's terrific.
Yeah, amazing.
What do you most appreciate in your friendships?
I think one of my biggest love languages to give and to receive is acts of service. So just taking care of my girls and then them also taking care of me, that just makes me really happy.
Now we're pivoting a little bit. What is your favorite food? And it can be a specific dish or it can be a cuisine.
My favorite food is so boring. It's really just like spaghetti with tomato sauce. I don't know why. It's just such a comfort food for me.
True.
And it's so simple. And I'm really not the best cook. And I can make that on my own and make myself happy. So yes, spaghetti with tomato sauce.
Wonderful. If you weren't an actress, what would you be?
I really don't know. I am so lucky that I knew what I wanted to be very early in life and work towards that and somehow get to do that and live on that and pay my rent. And so I really don't know.
No plan B. Okay. Even better that it's working out so terrifically.
Yeah, thank God.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
So if it was like between flying or being invisible, I would definitely always choose being invisible. I think being invisible is also a good way to like travel a lot, sneak into airplanes. I'd love traveling. But maybe I could also, I don't know, be part of a revolution. I feel like our world needs a revolution right now.
That is very true. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe something also that you watched as an audience member that moved you or that impressed you?
Yeah, with memories, it's just really hard because there's mm-hmm. just so many beautiful, incredible experiences. Like today, for example, was also really beautiful because I'm shooting a project right now and we were shooting on this beautiful property outside of Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
And the sun is shining right now. It's such beautiful weather. And we were shooting with dogs.
Oh.
And yeah. And it was just, and we have like, we're actually just supposed to shoot with one dog, but because we're mm-hmm. shooting and time is money, we have two dogs that look identical and they're so cute. So we were just like, during lunch break, just hanging out with the dogs outside.
Yeah, that sounds really lovely.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Going back to Ingeborg Bachmann, what is the last book you read or maybe still read?
So the last book I read actually ties into the book that I'm reading now.
No.
I read Giovanni's Room by James Baldwin recently.
Yeah.
Amazing. It was published in 1956, I believe. And it's still so incredibly accurate and beautiful.
Yeah.
And the book I'm reading now is called Swimming in the Dark by Tomasz Jedrowski. I'm probably butchering that right now.
Okay.
And that came out, I think, like 2020-ish.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanni's Room is tied into that plot as well. So it like talks about it.
Yeah.
And those are like two books that I've read or I'm reading because I'm preparing for my play that I'm doing at Maxim Gorky Theater, not as an actress, but as a director. My actor, João Cretoré, who's just incredible, he actually gave me those two books as like inspiration mm-hmm. and secondary literature just to prepare for the rehearsals. And I am absolutely blown away by these books, so I can only recommend them.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
So that ties back to Heinrich von Kleist.
Okay.
Penthesilea is my absolute favorite heroine. I would give my left breast to play her. And if you read the book, you would know what I mean.
Exactly. Going back to projects, you already mentioned Parallel Me, but is there another possibly German TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And again, it can be something that you're in yourself.
I actually don't love watching myself.
Well, it's a recommendation for others.
Oh, I see. Well, please watch Parallel Me. Yeah. But I think something that I've been dying to watch and I haven't gotten around to it and I've just heard amazing things is Schwarze Früchte.
Mm, yes.
It's in the ARD Mediathek. And I've just heard incredible, incredible things. And it's on my like number one right now.
Which upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Well, so I already mentioned him. My actor, João Cretoré, who's doing this one-man show at Gorky on the 27th of June is the premiere.
Mm-hmm.
He is just so incredibly talented and so inspiring. Such a strong, strong, beautiful human being. I'm so curious to see what he does next because he's a born icon.
But it's just one day, just on the 27th or?
No, it's going to be also on the 29th. And mm-hmm. then hopefully we'll play, like we'll have the next season.
Yes.
We'll see.
Okay. Fingers crossed. We're pivoting again a little bit. What do you like most about yourself?
I think what I'm really grateful for, just due to like my international background, is that I have learned to adapt pretty quickly mm-hmm. to different situations and cultures and people and also like switching codes,
yeah,
which makes me a highly sensitive person in many moments.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a love-hate relationship sometimes, but I am really grateful for that because it does help me in my job a lot. I'm just also really like a people person. I like being around people.
What do you dislike about yourself?
I mean, I'm trying to like really get to be at peace with all the things that I don't like about myself. I feel like, especially as women, right, we're always mm-hmm. like taught all these things that we shouldn't like about ourselves. So I'm not going to give a cliche answer. I think what I definitely need to work on is chilling. Like I need to relax. I need to take a breather, man, and be okay with it and not feel guilty for taking a break.
Yeah. Which random thing makes you happy? Besides dogs.
Besides dogs? Oh, that's a hard question. That's like, there is no runner-up. But yeah, yoga. Yoga makes me really happy. Yeah, helps me chill.
What is the last thing you regret and why? And it doesn't have to be a big thing.
So in the last months, I've been pretty lazy about going to demonstrations. And I always see them pop up and I'm so, I don't know, I'm so tired with the news recently. Yeah. And I have this weird fatigue politically right now that I would like to not have anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I regret not having gone, and I really plan on changing that in the future.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
I don't really have one that I always go back to. I always have new ones. And that also goes, like, comes through yoga. Through my instructors, I'll, like, get sentences every now and then that really inspire me.
Yeah.
And the one that I wrote down recently is, I am where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the sentence that's kind of guiding me right now.
Okay. And we're at the last question, which might be a little bit tricky for you to answer. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
Oh, my Lord.
We've had the gamut. There's people who say absolutely nothing. Anyone to play me? Or I don't know who would be interested, or it should be a documentary.
I mean, okay, so listen, that would be crazy, but I'd like to, like, at least deserve it by winning, like, a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
Okay.
And then I will be okay with someone making a film about me. But it's a really interesting question, because I think right now, I just really hope that film and TV and series stay or become even more diverse.
Yeah.
It sort of started quite recently that doors have opened for people that are not white, people of color, Black people. And I feel like the door is closing a little bit more now. And it scares me because, of course, it puts my job in danger. I'm just scared about the world. Sorry, this is like I'm going on a tangent now.
No, I mean, that's perfectly understandable. It's very exhausting and tiring reading the news and not knowing what, if anything, you as one person can do.
Yeah, 100%. So I would love for someone to be half Japanese, half American, being able to speak German, because that is a big part of my life. And so I really hope that the German acting scene continues, or maybe starts to really foster and nourish these people's career.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Malaya. It was really a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very honored.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.